Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome to another beautiful, phenomenal Saturday morning. You see, Kristen, I came up with a new word.
That's good. I like that.
My name is Howard Holly, and my co-host is Kristen Weitzel. And Kristen, we're going to do our traditional, now traditional pivot on today's show. So let's explain that to our audience. You know, this show is about how people overcome adversity, how they overcome obstacles and challenges. And as you know, if you are one of our regular listeners, I believe that it's how we respond to the challenges and obstacles in our life that builds the DNA that ultimately leads to success. And that's why people are able to achieve against all odds. And on the first Saturday of each quarter, what we like to do is what we call a capstone show, where we talk about the previous guests that we've had and give you a chronological sequencing of them. Last time we did this, first Saturday in July, we found that the traffic was rather high on it. We got some very good feedback. People went and listened to certain shows, and so they used our summary to decide which shows to listen to. So hopefully we'll yield the same value again this time. And, you know, this is a journey, and we are so pleased that you're on with us on this journey. I believe that if we can touch one person through any of these stories and have an impact on their life, then, you know, this is more than worthwhile. So we're going to give you this roadmap, talk about the lessons learned. And I think, Kristen, we had probably a few more personal challenges and obstacles versus professional in this last quarter, wouldn't you say?
I absolutely agree. A lot of people this quarter talked about things that were extremely personal to themselves, whereas last quarter it was more focused on adversity in the workplace and mm-hmm. things that they've had to overcome in their mm-hmm. professional lives as opposed to their personal.
And I don't know if that has to do with our guest selection or the dynamics of the show and people getting comfortable with what we're trying to do. What do you think?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think we've selected people, obviously, who are like that. But I think people have also become more comfortable with us and with the premise of the show. And they're willing to step out of their comfort zone a little bit and share with the guests because they see that what's happening on the show is good. Yeah. There's a good meaning and purpose behind it.
Yeah, that's a good point. So let's get started. Who are we going to begin with? Was our first guest after the capstone in July?
Our first guest for this quarter was David Alphin.
Okay.
He's a realtor at Watson Realty Corporation. He has his...
here in Palm Coast.
Here in Palm Coast. It's Exceptional Performance Real Estate is his brand. But his story was all about when there's an opportunity...
You need to jump
through that door.
That's exactly right.
No pausing, no thinking, no hesitation. You need to take hold of what's on the other side of that door and make the most of it. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself and go through that door as fast as you can. And he's done that.
Yep.
And he continues to really be involved in the community.
Excellent. Yeah. David was a very good guess. I'm going to keep using different adjectives. Let's see if I can do that 12 times.
Great. What do you usually say? Great? Great guest, David Alphin. After David, we had Mohammed.
Yes.
Mohammed Latib, who is not from Flagler County, who is actually not from anywhere near Flagler County. He's from South Africa. He grew up in South Africa and then went to boarding school in Pakistan. And then by way of a few other countries, made his way to the United States, where he got his doctorate and then started a company up in Pennsylvania called Periscope IQ. And he's the co-founder of that that firm. But he was one of those stories that's really personal. So it was all about the adversity he had faced during apartheid in South Africa and then becoming an orphan when he was in Pakistan. He was at this boarding school and both of his parents died while he was there. The loneliness he felt and his story was really about believing that there's a better tomorrow out there for you.
Yeah, and that's very, you know, I think it's what we call hope, you know, and
hope.
Faith, you know, faith that, that there is a better tomorrow and the belief that you can get there. And that's a very important thread that we heard.
And what I really thought was interesting about Mohammed was the way he described success when compared with how other people had described it. And it was all about dignity and humility mm-hmm. and optimism. It was about being this better person and being this good person, and that's how you're successful.
As I mentioned to you, we have to get his wife on. She's equally as interesting. So who was our guest after Mohammed?
After Mohammed, it was Kathy Mondot. She is the president and founder of Wheelchair Solutions, LLC.
And oh, yeah. She was in Arizona.
Yep. Right? She was a landscape designer. Pretty successful in her own right, when a boulder, like a 1,000-pound boulder, fell on her and crushed her spine. She became paralyzed, completely paralyzed. And eventually, she founded this company. But before that, when she was totally paralyzed, she actually wrote a book, which I found amazing. And she kind of glossed over that. But when you're in that place where you have nothing and you feel, she had to have felt hopeless being completely paralyzed, but yet she found that inner strength to write that book.
Mm-hmm.
After that, she started the Wheelchair Solutions Company, and it was all about spreading joy and happiness to these other people, giving them these really cool, funky wheelchair coverings to bring them happiness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And her big thing was that, you know, you don't give up. You're not alone. There's other people out there who are going through things just like you. She wasn't the only person in a wheelchair. There was tons of other people out there experiencing what she was experiencing. She just had to find them.
And I want to make the point that Kathy was referred to us as part of our process on our website of asking people to let us know guests that we should have on the show.
She was definitely a referral. We had no prior knowledge of her when she was referred to us, but she was a great guest, and it was great to have her.
All right, so after Kathy,
we had Dr. Carol Eaton,
yes,
president of Daytona State College. Amazing woman who told us a very personal story.
Mm-hmm.
She did not go to college right out of high school. She was in a relationship. She thought she'd get married and live this happy life with a white picket fence. When that didn't happen, she went back to community college. She became a math teacher. She got her bachelor's degree. She eventually became Dr. Carol Eaton and the president of Daytona State College.
And having been president of two or three other community colleges prior. In fact, mm-hmm. didn't she say she bled community
she
college?
She
blood?
Told she told me if you poke her, she will bleed community college.
Yeah.
But she really, her college serves such an important, it fills this really important space in our community
mm-hmm.
for people who want to go back to school, for students just starting out. It's really a community,
college. Yeah. Yeah. That now offers 4-year baccalaureate degrees as well. Okay. Why don't we do this, Kristen? Why don't we take a break and then we'll come back and finish up with our guests. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly and my co-host Kristen Weitzel, and this is our Capstone Show.
Greetings, this is Cindy DeLecky from Marketing To Go here to let you know that our office has moved. We are now located at Palm Coast Town Center behind FPC and near Epic Movie Theater at 145 City Place on the third floor. If you are looking for branding help, social media assistance, or marketing and public relations solutions for your company or nonprofit, give us a call at 566-3466 or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/marketingtogo. We look forward to creating a buzz about your business.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
We Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and my co-host is Kristen Weitzel. And we're in the process of recapping our shows, and we've already given you a debrief of the first four shows from last quarter. Where do we pick up now, Kristen?
Well, after Dr. Eaton from Daytona State, we had Mark Gerling. Mm. Mark's the owner of Gerling Travel Group in Flagler Beach.
Yep.
And his story was, again, a very personal one.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about overcoming addiction, changing your path. He was young, a teenager, and had found himself making the wrong choices. And his parents shipped him off to a rehab center that you live in. And he came out on the other side and became successful, started his own company. But it was really about what I thought it was about was more parents having the strength to send their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking at your kids and thinking they're perfect, but when the time comes when you have to be a parent, being a parent.
Yeah. He didn't want to do this.
No.
But they felt that it was needed. And in hindsight, he sent him off and didn't even tell him where he was going. In hindsight, he knows it was, in fact, the best thing for him.
Absolutely. And he's another one who has become such an inspirational person in the community.
And then we have
Mignon.
Oh, Mignon Williams, yes. And 50 over 50?
Yes.
Or?
It's the 50 over 50 people who invented themselves on the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
So she was chosen for that, and then she was chosen to be one of three that were featured on the Today Show. She had worked in corporate America. She was with Xerox for a number of years when she was let go. She found herself no job. No one really, she found some jobs along the way, but nothing felt right to her.
Right.
And she fell into this health crisis. She had COPD, emphysema, Lyme disease, arthritis. Basically, everything was just falling apart when she found yoga. And she became a yoga instructor. And she's living this life down here in Florida now where she's found her happiness. She found who she was meant to be. And she's helping others find that as well by teaching them yoga.
Well, it's a great story, and you know, not only were we very proud to share it with you, but we also are proud of her selection by Huffington Post and by Channel 4 NBC to put on the Today Show.
How amazing. Out of all the people in the whole country who are over 50, I mean, lots of them have probably reinvented themselves,
sure,
but she was chosen with her amazing story.
All right, now Pastor Solano. Now, we did something different here. We actually did back to back. So you can debrief both shows and maybe just draw the distinction of the first time we were with him and the second time.
So we did two shows with him because his story was long, but it was also very important to hear both pieces, to hear where he came from and then to hear where he is now. So in the first show, we really looked at his background. We looked at the wrong choices he had made. And he did come out on the other side of those, but he was born in Italy, moved to the United States as a young kid. He was poor, and he saw his way out of poverty with selling drugs. He took his grants and student loans that he had gotten in college, the refunds, and invested them in drugs that he could then sell and make money. He made lots of money. He thought he was successful at that time. But then came to the realization that he wasn't, that it wasn't the right path that he was on. And he had this kind of religious awakening and felt this call to serve others. And that's kind of where we left it off with episode one, really talking about his background and how eventually he realized this was wrong and got this, felt this call.
Now, before you go to the second show that we did with him, after we finished that show, we thought it was good because it was, as Kristen said, another personal story and about the challenges that he had and how he had to pivot in order to, you know, get himself out of the situation. And in fact, everything came together for him in a very...
It did. It was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Because he said, like, someone died that was going to make him do something.
And someone went...
Like, all of these things that were going to force him to do something terrible.
Yeah.
It was like some higher power was intervening and moving the pieces around so he could find his way out.
Yeah, I don't think it was like. I think it was some higher power. So after the show, though, here in the studio, he said, you know, Howard, I feel like, you know, I talked so much about that. I didn't get a chance to talk about, you know, what's going on today and what happened as a result of that. So that led to the second show that we agreed to do.
We brought him back, our first time ever doing that, to talk about what he's doing now in the community. So he's not only the pastor of Grace Tabernacle Ministries, but he also runs the food pantry here in town. He's touching 10,000 people each month. He's coaching people. He's mentoring. He's really ingrained himself in the community, and he's feeding the people who need, you know, food. It's a pervasive problem in Flagler County, and it is across the United States. So there's other areas where this problem exists, and someone like Pastor Solano, it only takes that one person to stand up and say, this is what we need to do. Someone needs to stand up for these people who really are in need. And then, you know, everything kind of, he aligns the people and made it happen.
Yeah. And I want to comment, though, that, you know, in our community, as in I'm sure other communities across the United States, we sometimes, the difficulties that people are facing in their lives are sometimes not visible to us. And we have our own life, and we think that's the way life is, when often there are people suffering right around us. And I think in this second show with him and the number, I think it was 2,800 families, that they're feeding at the food pantry, each, month. And, you know, 500, kids who, from what I understand from the school district, who are homeless, and then also the percentage of, kids who are on free and reduced lunch in our school district. I mean, we just can't stop and doing like he is doing and trying to make a difference in the communities where we live.
And you can touch one person, you know, if each person in the county who is capable of helping helps one person, I mean, we could help an enormous amount of people.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then after Pastor Solanos,
Katrina Townsend.
Yes, director, another personal story.
Yep, Director of Student Services for Flagler Schools. She was a teen parent. She had her daughter at 17, and she talked about how she had a support system that kept her involved at school, kept her going, motivated her. It was never, she told us, it was never a question of, will you go to college? It was, where are you going to college? What are you majoring in? It was never a question that she had made this bad choice. And while she took accountability for it, it wasn't something that was going to stop her success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she moved on. But she could not have done that without the support of others. So I think that was the big message. But, of course, she couldn't have done it if she didn't have the perseverance and the desire to be successful. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And then.
And then.
And then along came Jones.
No. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's a song. Go ahead.
An old song?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm going to have to Google that later. After that came Julie Mathis. She is the owner and broker of East Coast Premier Properties in Palm Coast. She had an amazingly personal story again. So we stayed on this personal story thing. And, she had gotten divorced. She had health challenges. She had cancer, which was diagnosed as stage 4. I mean, she was told she only had so long to live, and she persevered through that. She had a loss of a loved one. Her son was killed by a drunk driver. She found this way to be enough for others. So without defining herself by what she was or what she had, she was enough in and of herself to help other people. And now she's doing that in our community as well.
Talk a little bit about the forgiveness.
Yeah, she forgave the young man who caused her son's death. So he was a drunk driver, and ultimately her son lost his life, but she managed to forgive him. She found this strength within herself to say that people don't hurt you on purpose. This young man made a decision, and it was a bad decision, and it cost her son's life.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
he didn't egregiously try to hurt her. Mm-hmm. He didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah. So then that brings us to Rick Reinemann.
Yep. Last week we talked with Rick, who is the former crew chief of Penske Racing. He is now retired, but Howard failing at retirement. He's still working with the racing team doing electric car racing. Mm-hmm. But the big thing I took away from his story was teamwork and how it takes a whole team to be successful. There's so much riding on those pit crew teams in racing. And everyone has to work as this cohesive unit, and someone needs to motivate them and support them and help them succeed.
One of the themes that we've heard is around expectations. But before we dig into that, let's take a break and get a word from our sponsors, and we will be right back. You are listening to Against All Odds.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And Kristen, just before we went to the break, I was about to talk about this comment that Rick made about expectations. He talked about Penske Racing being one of the best, racing teams in the world. And when people came to that team, they knew they were going to have to perform at a high level. And it just reminds me of the Pygmalion theory, and it's that if you set high expectations for people, people will perform to those levels, right? And so I think that's one of the themes that I certainly heard through our guests in the last quarter. And then the other thing that I heard was around perseverance, right? I mean, just having that doggedness of knowing that you can get through if you just stick to it. What about you?
Absolutely. Building on the perseverance and knowing you can get there if you stick to it is really having this hope and knowing that no matter what you've done, no matter what choices you've made that may have not been the best choices you could have made, no matter what corner you've backed yourself into, that there's a way out. Mm-hmm. There's always... You're never too old. Your life isn't over. You can change things and you can always change things. And all of our guests have showed us how long your life is and how many mistakes you can make and how many terrible things can happen in your life and how you can come out on the other side and you can become something new. Mm-hmm. It's that change, like Mignon, reinvention and reinventing yourself and really just becoming a better person.
And what about, So your whole concept is around the hope and the fact that it's never too late.
Yep.
Yep. Hope, never too late, perseverance, and setting high expectations for yourself and knowing that you can do it if you believe in yourself. So those are the things that we think we heard in the last quarter. We again thank you for joining us and being with us. As you heard, we've got quite a few guests who were referred to us by some in our audience and people who we meet in our day-to-day lives. How can people do that?
People can send me an email, Kristen@HowardHollyPresents.com, K-R-I-S-T-E-N. They can go on our website, www.HowardHollyPresents.com. There they can find all the bios of the past guests. They can find the audio of every past episode. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. If you search Howard Holly Presents in the iTunes store, you'll get the podcast, and it has every episode, not just from the last quarter, but the quarter quarter before.
Now, on that subscription, they can also subscribe to our newsletter.
Yes, you can subscribe to our newsletter, and you will get that weekly. It shows who's coming up. It has information about our past episodes and a little bit of information about Howard and I every now and then. also, you can like us on Facebook. We are Howard Holly Presents on Facebook. And you can follow us on Twitter, Holly Presents, H-O-L-L-E-Y.
So we are going to continue this journey. We hope that you will continue with us. Our desire is to bring you the stories of people who have overcome challenges and adversity and who have succeeded against all odds. And we try to bring people from across the United States of different ages, of different diversity, to give you a rich mix. And my name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
The best of luck to each one of you in the upcoming week and the upcoming quarter in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.